Good afternoon and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. Well, it's time for another commentary, and this one's entitled America Under Judgment, dated this 8th day of September of the year 2017. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. You can also look to Romans chapter 1, all of it. Is it finally here? Have we as a nation finally reached the breaking point? Has God finally had enough of America's rejection of Him? From all the signs currently exploding across the news outlets, it would seem so. Every day now we are witnessing rapidly increasing social unrest, division and hatred the likes I have never witnessed, moral values at an all-time low, a drug and alcohol addiction epidemic, God and Christianity being attacked with increasing vehemence, and now pestilence is exploding across the nation in the form of devastating storms, drought, raging fires, incurable superbugs. Take a moment and listen to this week's prophecy news headlines, and you will be amazed. That will be available to you tomorrow, Lord willing. Now, we know for a fact that any and all nations of the past that have descended into these social and spiritual patterns have ultimately fallen into the ash heap of history. The one classic example is the Roman Empire. Now, just look at their societal condition before their demise and see how they ominously parallel with modern America. Listen to these. Open borders, a loss of a common language, the welfare state, violent entertainment, church lost its role, Planned Parenthood, immorality and infidelity, class warfare, taxes, outsourcing, exploding debt and coinage debasement, self-promoting corrupt politicians, military cuts, terrorist attacks. Take a breath, man. Sound familiar? Wow. Now, from a prophetic standpoint, none of this is surprising to me, I'm sad to say. For years now, I've stood on the teaching that America is not part of the last day's international landscape. I've said over and over that America, being the only remaining world superpower, would need to fall back into the pack of nations in order for the eventual world coalition of governments to come together as one. An existing superpower would not allow this to happen, of course. And sadly, I believe we are now witnessing this event. Now, there is no question that America is in serious, serious trouble. And unless God decides otherwise, this nation will soon implode and pass on into the proverbial aforementioned ash heap of history. Now, regarding prophecy, one very interesting news story coming out of Israel over the past several weeks is the rabbinical prophecies concerning the August 21st Great American Eclipse. In short, this is what they are saying, and I quote them, "The eclipse will end just a few hours before the Hebrew month of Elul begins, initiating a 40-day period of repentance, culminating on the holy day of Yom Kippur." Those dates are August 21st through September 29th, the most somber day of the Jewish calendar, when tradition holds that God completes his judgment of the world and closes the book of life. End quote. Now, continuing, concerning America, these rabbis, which have a scary accuracy record, by the way, when it comes to prophecy, are saying that, and I quote this again, "This is the end of an era for America. They are getting a wake-up call that they are about to go through a very, very difficult time." Now, for the record, I'm not a doomsayer nor date-setter, but one has to look at what these guys are saying and then compare it to what is happening in America right now, especially since the eclipse took place. I mean, from the pestilence point alone, just look at these few facts. Hurricane Harvey and now Irma, and right behind them are two more potential disasters, Jose in the Atlantic and Katia in the Gulf. California in the West seeing record heat and wildfires, with Los Angeles declaring a state of emergency. Unusual earthquake activity in Yellowstone as well as the entire southern part of Idaho. Not to mention an 8+ off the coast of Mexico late last night, just below America. And just a note here. America has seen a rapid succession of disastrous events from January 1st through July 7th of this year, which include flooding in California, Missouri, and Arkansas, hailstorms in Colorado and Minnesota, crop-killing spring freeze across South Carolina and Georgia. Now, all of these were billion-dollar-plus events. So is this the time? Are the rabbis right? Yes, we'll soon know, won't we? But what we can be certain of is that Bible prophecy, and I mean all of it, will ultimately be fulfilled. Now, whether this is the exact moment in time for America, we don't know that. But my advice and plea to each of you is just the same as those being told to prepare for the coming hurricanes, and that are these warnings. Be prepared spiritually. Flee evil and sinful lifestyles. Have insurance, which is faith in Jesus Christ, the one and only Savior. And just like those in these storm zones, they most always have a bit of time to prepare, and so do each of us. Simply, whether it is now or just a bit down the road, it is all coming to a climax quickly. Now, in summation, I feel an urgency in my heart to pray fervently for all of you out there who are now facing these momentary storms that are befalling this nation and planet. But remember, it will not last for very long. We do have to wait a bit longer, however. Why? Because Jesus is waiting for the last of his to call out his name and be saved. Hallelujah. You know, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says it perfectly. And I quote the Lord. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Wow. End quote. He's coming. He's only waiting for you. Now is the time to prepare for lasting and eternal joy and peace. And once again, hallelujah. Now, I love you all, and I'm praying for you and your needs. And God knows exactly who you are. And remember, he is waiting for you. Until next time, this is Red.